That's the damnable wickedness. That's delusion that Yah has sent. He's going to damn them into hell. I don't care how they say, oh, I love Yahshua. He's going to damn every last one of them. Every last one of them. He said, because you've chosen your ways. Well, I choose time today to watch all in the world. Yah says, you have chosen that, your way. I'm going to choose your delusion. I'm going to bring your own delusion. And they think that they're right too. And they think they're doing the right thing. Oh, I'm going to preach, oh man. Might as well say, oh man. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak what Yah says speak. I will not hold one word back. So their minds are twisted today. They don't know how to love because what they have of love is an illusion. It is a false pretense of what love is. It is something that is based upon some nakedness or sexual proudness. That's not the ahava of Yah. It's based upon the principles of obedience unto Him or the one that you say you love. I said the other day that wrestler that killed his wife and his child, Benoit, that people will say, oh, he loved his wife and his child. What a cruelty, what the man, the way he killed the woman. The forensic pathologist discovered that he put a cord around the woman's neck. And from the back, he put his knee on his wife. And he's choked her to death with a coward dog. And this is what this damnable delusion teaches today. That's why there's no sensitivity in your sons and daughters. Just let them set before that damnable thing. That delusion is from Yahweh. It is full of illusions. It is full of the power of witchcraft. That's what it is. And introduce that in your homes to bring you under this false security and this false assurance. I will bust every last one of the damnable things. It is not of Yah. The Torah of Yah shapes our minds. You know, Deacon Benny said, those that left, you know, it was Yah doing his thing. And all of them, I don't care what they say, they went to that delusion. They went because Yah sent that delusion. And that's the truth. Can anyone say they haven't? They all have gone down that. Because they've gone their own way. The way of Yah's one of reproof and instruction. And so they set before the eyes of the people these false images. These lies. Women that are full of lies and full of whoredom. Their actions are based upon such frivolous whorishness. And men that are so vile and seductive. Men that are so evil. And they know they have a weak vessel in the woman. But these men, they're much evil. They're much more evil than the women. They're much more evil. Their minds are controlled by the powers of hell because Yah has given them over unto that. And you that sit there and consume by it. And you that are attracted by it, it causes you to have all kinds of illusions in your mind. They show you the rich and the famous, and you began to have illusions of that. Set your affections on things that are above, and not on the things that are sensual. We're reminded of those things. Set your mind upon those things. Lay up your treasures in Hoshemayim, where the moth neither canker, where it cannot rust, where it doesn't corrupt it. And so Yah says, because you have turned away from Torah, can I tell you this? You sit in your expression of hypocrisy. I can sit you down in front of that damnable delusion. It will make you smile. It will make you feel sad. It will make you clap your hat. It will make you happy. Don't you know that that's a damnable delusion of hell? And yet the living power of Torah doesn't cause your level to be excited. It doesn't cause you to smile. You're a damnable fool. Don't take it back. No, sir. Don't even repent. I'm not a mighty man, but I'm a bold man. You know, that's what the man said of the day the last time I went to the prison house. He says, you're just as bold as I've heard the remarks on. I say, no, his word is bold. And I speak his truth. What is your value? Of no value. Everything that he says is of great value. He said, this is what Yahweh says. Because you have chosen your own ways. And when you choose your ways, Yah says, I'm going to choose the delusion. And you will think what you're doing is right, but it is diametrically opposed to me. You believe your actions, your ways, and what you're doing is right, but it will not be according to what I've commanded. It's amazing that we cannot even strengthen the hands of one another. But you will strengthen the wicked in their resolve to even their reproach to you is even worse. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? You will try to prove to those that are wicked, that don't know Yah, that you have a certain propensity, a certain righteousness about you, and they mock you like hell. Because you haven't done what Yahweh said. And because you're going your own way, you got this delusion that they think very highly of you and they don't give a damn about you. Because you have chosen your ways, Yah said, I'm going to send the delusion. And he will use your sons, your daughters, and the main component he uses is that thing that you allow to consume the vast majority of your time. It is called the tell the vision, the false vision of hell that is based upon darkness. Can I ask us all this question? You literally answer it in your heart. These men that do the movies like the Spielbergs. The men that own the powerful theatrical communities, giftings and all them, homosexuals and perverts, tell me, how can they create something that's right? The only thing that can create something right in your mind is the power of living Torah, and that is the vision and the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach. These men have been birthed from hell, and everything they put on there, they give you a false illusion with their sporting events. You become enraptured in that. You want to be like that because they are the idol. Just like he said, you burn your incense, and you will burn your candle into the late night hours to watch a damn basketball or football game. Come on, here's somebody. Yeah, I've been burning my candle on both ends. You know what that means. You've been staying awake at night. And so they will burn their candles. Because their idols, they must bring the offerings onto their idols and the incense. And what they do when they see the new tennis shoes, Daddy, Mama got to get the fool a pair of those $130 tennis shoes. That's made in the sweat factories there in Singapore, China. And the fat, foolish children, they don't understand that because they're dumb as hell, because the parents are dumb as hell, because of this delusion. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is no small matter. This is a grave matter. It is a grave issue in this hour. Our minds must be shaped by Torah. We must hear the word of Yah. Yah doesn't want us to sit there all day long and hear that damnable trash. J.R. took the ball down. He bounced it through his leg and a dunk over Kobe Smith. That's not the will of Yah. He wants us to hear that the dam of Yahshua HaMashiach, the cleansing power of that blood, it washes away all of the sins and the corruption and the greed. These things have shaped you to be greedy, to be lustful. You cannot be satisfied. When one knows the power of Yah, he is contented. He has food, he has raiment, he is contented. There's not one sparrow out there that says, I'm discontent. There's not one blue jay that says, I'm discontent. They sow, nor do they reap. But yet the heavenly Abba knows what they need, and he feeds them. Those squirrels out there did not sow one corn seed in our garden. But they ate every last one of the sheep. Don't tell me they sowed anything. Don't tell me they did. Don't tell me. They came and got every seed. Pull it up, let it grow. Get a little size and said, all right, this is mine. What did they sow? They did not labor to till. They haven't watered. And their little urination on it would kill it. They have not sown one thing. But Yah says, that's your community victory. There's some seeds right there. That's all right. I made the seeds come forth. They're mine. Eat it. Hallelujah. They haven't sown or they have not even reaped, but they're full. And those little squirrels, they're putting those seeds back for the summertime, the little nuts and little things back for the summer, for the wintertime, so they can stay fat. And the coat of fat will protect them. We need to get fat, brothers and sisters. Milk is not going to make you fat. You need some meat. And it has to be sincere meat. Hallelujah. Have you ever eaten and you can tell when someone cooked a meal and it wasn't, they did not have their heart in it? Come on, hypocrites. Don't sit here like that. I've been gritches sometimes. I say, what did they cook? Come on. The only idea was just put that apart. No passion in this. Who cooked this, Sister Roberts? got up pissed off and angry, wicked, problem. It's your own wickedness. You know, it's one thing that I know I can't do. Every burden, every trial, I can't take it to Him in prayer. He'll resolve it. When I think of the mighty things He's done, it caused my love to be reverberated. It caused me to shout. Do you get angry, Pastor Roberts? It's only for a moment. Sure, I get angry. Deacon Billy reminded us on Wednesday to be angry, but don't sin. Hallelujah. Oh, that was for me too, above all men. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to send them a delusion. That they will believe what they're doing is right and is wrong. There are those today believe because they denounce Hamashiach that they are right. They're liars. They are perverts birthed from hell. They don't have the Ruav, Yah. What has trained your mind to defy Torah? Don't tell me you watch it for what they call, quote, Christian television. It's a damnable delusion. These false serpents of hell, that's all they are. Tell me what's on during the day that is profitable. Well, I like to watch Animal Kingdom things. They're all fictitious and false. They set it all up. There have been very few occasions where they have literally found a lion and let him actually run down an impala. It is almost non-existent. They set it all up. It's all based upon a false lie to make you excited. It's not based upon the actual. Tell me what's on during the daytime. You got these whores like Oprah Winfrey deluding the mind. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. This fat bull dagger that takes every kind of pill to kind of eradicate herself of her weight. That's what she is. Say what you want to. She's not a woman. She's a bull dagger. Her best friend left her husband with 2 children, Gail. And anytime you see her, you see Oprah. She's a bull dagger, but the world loves that. Oh, she's not going to tell them she's a bull dagger right now because she has them under her delusion. What is this fat cow's name that Rosie O'Donnell? She said that she was a bull dagger and they eat that dog up like they eat dog's puke. She went on a television program and caused the ratings to rise. That's what this world loves. Y'all say because you have chosen your ways. I will send you a delusion. You will not even know what a man is. You will not even know the sensitivity and the beauty of a wife. A wife, you will not even know the sensitivity and the feel or the beauty of a man. Because it's based upon some little stupid, damnable show that some corrupting you have watched. And so it parades these false men before you. They talk about their Christ, and they all got different Christ. The Christ of T.D. the Snake Dog Jakes. His Christ is different than the bishop. He's not a bishop, but the false bishop, long dog, long down there in Georgia, and the grinning snake, old Steam, the dog out of hell. His Christ is different. They don't have the same one. They're different. And the people said under those delusions, I got to hear T.D. Snake. I know he's a damnable snake. He is one of the most subtle snakes upon the face of the earth. That old steed is one of the most subtle devilish forms there's ever been. He's the embodiment of the Billy Grahams, the Oral Roberts, and all of these damnable dogs that have paraded the lies of the false earth and brought the people under these damnable delusions. And what thing have they used? Television. So anytime the powers that be wants to bring, that want to bring you under delusion, they will begin to control your mind by this device. It is called the television. Don't you remember when you watched it, you couldn't even turn the thing off, you will fall asleep in front of it? I know I did. Ball game coming on, you try to keep yourself awake. Now there are a few of you all didn't have the opportunity to watch as much as others. Hallelujah. Evangelist Horn, he never had no cable or anything like that. He didn't spend money on stuff like that. And the old televisions he had, they were much of nothing. That is the truth. Some of us, we had to find it every time a new model come out. We wanted that. You got to get quiet over it because God knows that he's driving it right in the stake of your wicked hearts. Don't try to hide them damnable deeds and actions we have done in the past. bust them damnable things up. They're altering your mind. And so anytime the enemy wants to shape and form you or shape a society, it began to use that illusion because Yah said, you've chosen your own ways. You've chosen your daughter over mine that I say is my daughter. You've chosen your mother over the one that I say is my mother. You've chosen your father, the one that I say is my, that is a father unto you. He said, I will send you a damnable illusion. I don't take nothing back. Choose a whore over daughter of Zion. Jezebel that defies Yah, let them go to hell, all of them. I don't care if it's your daughter, your son, makes no difference. Wicked old mammy that despises Yah over precious mother that loves Yah and strives, that watches over you, you fool. You'll get quiet because there's some still trash in you. And this preacher doesn't give a knicker's worth of dog's poo-poo. How you feel about that? You that are listening, it makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. He said, because you have chosen your own ways, I will send you a delusion. So men today choose rather to watch television all day than to study Torah. Women today rather watch as the whores parade themselves, sleeping with everybody, as the fags fagonize, fagging every man. They would rather watch something like that instead of training their children and nurturing them in the principles of Yah. That's not even a mammy. At least Yahweh calls Yisrael a backslidden heifer. She is a heifer. But that's not even a dog. A dog will watch over her litter. Even if she eats them up because she knows they're not going to last. A dog will do that. That's not even a mother that will give their children. That's not even a vow. When you understand truth and you give their minds to be altered and to be full of delusions and these little damnable video games, these things that alter the very dynamics of their little minds. Don't you tell me Shaitan gives us nothing that is perfect. Every perfect and every tough gift comes from where? From above, from Yah. And these damnable things do not come from Yah. Every tov, every complete gift comes from Yah, comes from above, from the Abba of light, in whom there's no variance, no shadows, no chance of even him turning. Isn't that true, Sue? Every year they got to come out with a Madden football game, don't they? Because everything changes. Every year they got to come out with a new ball game. Every year they got to come out with a new Pokemon. Every year, don't they? Don't you realize how that Yah's given this generation over to delusions and illusions? Elder Wyman touched on that profoundly when he preached it last time. But of course, we're people that don't hear. We're people that don't retain things. Because we think of ourselves as being the more excellent one. Hallelujah. I can almost tell you that message Deacon Miller preached word for word on Wednesday. Okay, Deacon Horn, I know what they preach. Why? Because it caused me to go to the book. And I draw from that. Whore's forehead. Markings of a whore. Get dissatisfied with Yah. That's all right. He said, because of that, I will send you delusions. Listen, these delusions are destroying their sons, turning their daughters into whores and Jezebels, causing their children to defy them, causing their children to turn away from disciplines. That's what it's doing. A mother cannot even get this rebellious little fat son to take the garbage out because he's sitting there filling his fat belly with Tootsie Rolls and Sweet Pops. Come on here, somebody. This preacher knows what he's preaching. I know what the world consists of. I'm not a novice. There was an old man said that. He witnessed. He said, you're not a novice. He said, you're not a novice. So I'm not a novice. I'm not a boy playing with marbles. Even though I like shooting marbles, too. But I'm not a novice. And turn our minds away from Yah. So the little fat boy, the little fat gal sits there. She said, take out the garbage, Willie. And he, Mama, okay, Dad, I get it. All of that. He's so drawn and attached to something that is deluding his mind, full of illusion. And what Granny would do, take a stick and whip the hell out of him. That's why he's fat, because he's lazy sitting around. I don't take it back. Get up his lazy butt. Got something in his head. Oh, Daddy, wait. Oh, I got 15,000 points. I can't even, don't even understand the minute things of math. Dumbs them down and brings this delusion. It makes them all talk alike, speak alike, walk alike. It's one thing about the culturing of Yahweh. It cultivates our mind. That's what Torah does. It cultivates our mind to walk like Yeshua. Hallelujah. To talk like Yeshua. To act like Yeshua. To worship Yah like Yeshua did. You might as well be my friend. That's all right if you're not my friend. Sometimes Sister Roberts doesn't want to be friendly with me. Is that right? I can make you upset. That's all right. You're still my friend. Hallelujah. What a friend I have in Yeshua. All mine sins and griefs he will bear. What a privilege I have that I can go to Yeshua for everything. That's all right by me. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to be reviled. I know men will not like me, women. That's all right. I will not lose 1 hour of sleep. Believe me. I slept so wonderful last night. And I did not wake up, I think, until this morning. And the sleep was so precious that I said, get on up, man. Sleeping like this, you can't do nothing but get up. Hallelujah. And come to the bayat of Yah and bless him for that precious. He says he will give his beloved rest. Shavat. And that he gave me. Shavat. Shavat. Sweet. Pleasant. Didn't even know it had rained a little bit. Glad to see it. Hallelujah. Yah says, I will send the delusions. This is old covenant, isn't it? Send the book. It's truth. And Sha'ul burning with the same fervor of fire. He says, on to the gathering of Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonica, chapter 2, and verse 5. He reminds them of the destruction that shall come to those that will not obey the Torah of Yah. He says, I want to tell you something gathering here in Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonica chapter 2 verse 5. He says to them, remember. Yah says, Yeshai, he says, hear me, hearken. He says, remember, let it be brought to your frontal lobe. Let it be the most important thing that you think of. Remember that when I was still with you, I told you the things of what shall be. I spoke of you of the mishpatim of Yah, his judgment, and what things you will procure upon yourself if you do not obey. And now you know what withholdeth this, or the things that Yah would permit upon Israel. You know what withholdeth this. Now I know in Christendom we were taught that this was a ru'ah, but it is not the ru'ah. I believe that it is the power that watcheth over Israel, and we know that Micah is the Melekim, or the Melach that watches over Israel. He said, now you know what withholdeth, you know what withholdeth this, so that he might be revealed in his time, so that the one that works delusions and illusions, he's going to reveal. And when they see him, they're going to say, is this the one that caused such misery upon the earth? He's a vile thing. For the mystery of wickedness or Torahlessness or unrighteousness doth already work. Does it already work? It's going to work in the future. It is working now. The mystery of iniquity is already working in our land when we deny Torah. He say, only he now who lets and the one that stands for Israel will let it until he be taken out of the way. And he's going to remove for a season. Micah. He's going to be removed. Verse 8, he says, and then shall the Torahless one, the wicked one, whom Master Yahshua will consume with the roar of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now this one he tells you. Now listen, brothers and sisters. Now if this one, even him, listen to what it says. Even him whose coming is after the workings. Do you hear that? Is everything that thing that we call television, is it after the workings of Yah or Shatan? Is everything delusional and illusional on that thing? Come on, brothers and sisters. We get those kinds of things, devices out of our homes. That's not of Yah. What would it look like if brothers and sisters, I have had a computer internet before. When I had it, it was only a couple million people that had it in the initial stages. I have never got a naked woman's picture or anything like that. Nothing pornography, because I don't play with it. I've never used it for searching. I've never. There are those that tell me they've got naked women and all. I've never. I have never. I don't want no advertisement. I don't want nothing. And the few things that I use it for, and I use it much when we came here for farm implements and things like that, but I have never. Because the only basic things I do with it. News. Maybe some things on Yahweh. The weather. That's it. I don't need to search about Paris Hilton, that Jezebel. I don't need to see what whores land on the beach. He says, even him who's coming, now this is the prelude, or the one that comes before this one that works. Even him who's coming, who's working. And everything that's working on that thing you call television, it is after the workers of Shatan, with all unclean powers. The powers that control it are the clean powers? They're unclean powers, isn't it? Well, Benny Hinn is on there, and signs and lying wonders. These are liars. And that Greek word for their lying wonders is called Simeon. Simeon. Their lying wonders. These liars say that the folks are being healed. They're liars. They parade them up. You never see one with palsy or cripple that they tell them, get up, do you? You never see anyone with deformity getting up, do you? They all have these internal things, nothing that is organic. And when I say organic, something that is visible that you can see. You never see someone with a grotesque outgrowth of their head and say it is healed. You never see that. And all the ones that they say that have internal things, their cancerous diseases and all, they all die. They're nothing but lying simians, lying wonders. That's all this thing produces. And people, how do you think that they still give to a dog like Benny Hinn? Why do you think they still give to a fat hog like T.D. Jakes? Come on here! How do you think they listen to a little lying, grinning devil like Osteen and send him 100 million a year? That's what he gets a year, 100 plus million. T.D. Jakes get 100 million. Benny Hinn gets 100 million plus. That they are the small fry boys. Someone like TBN, they own 365 stations. Don't tell me y'all's in that damnable mess. It is a delusion. When they sit up this faggot man out there that sits on his empire, own 50-some houses, and everyone is valued over $1 million, and you find these little whole houses like the ones in Charlotte, the Robin Goose, and all them perverts, and all those sick, psychotic minds that in these whole houses deny the Torah, the power of Yah, and say they're blessed, they're liars. They're not blessed of Yah. You think if Goose let me preach there that the folks would not empty out? They would kill me. They would stone me. I wouldn't go there to preach. Why? Because he would never invite me. Hallelujah. And so these things are full of delusion, brothers and sisters. And so you see the little small fries, like the little local small things, 2,000 or 3,000 members. There was a pastor called me yesterday. I'm going to finish this message. Most of it. I'll get back to it. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I'm upset. The man that I sat on the many years, he said, I was talking with Brother Dale yesterday. We were sitting outside. He said, for the 25th anniversary, they gave him, now that was what they gave him that day, $100,000. I can say this emphatically. You have never given me $100,000 in all the years. You never given me $10,000. Of 5,000. Do you understand? If you give something to me, I will use it for the work of the kingdom. I will make sure he has, and this one and that one. Do you hear me? He said, above that, Pastor Roberts, they gave him a vintage Corvette. And then they gave his wife a car as well. Now you can imagine what he's already riding now. I said, how many people are there? He said, about 5,000-6,000 people. Hallelujah. Now that's what they gave him. Because he feeds them the dainties they want. Well, if I walk in here with a new pair of shoes on, all y'all will know that, won't you? New suit I got on right here. You like that? Mama made that for me. Don't sit here like hypocrites. Y'all are so false and phony and realize how phony you are. It's just that I was walking in with a new frock, y'all will see that. You saw the Jezebels that left for, she got all that over there! Land dogs. They were dogs, and I don't take it back. And so Preacher Dave walks in with the pair of shoes on, $135. You notice that? You're getting off the choir because I'm telling the truth. That is the truth. And yet they gloated and given this man $100,000 and a vintage Corvette. Of course, I'm too big. I couldn't even get in out of a Corvette. It's too low for me. Hallelujah. Brother James, he gives an old van that we're going to fix it up. We're going to use it for the kingdom work. What kingdom work? Where the brothers will go and fish with it and pull that boat and bring fish back. Feed the people of, yeah. Hallelujah. That's what we use it for. Don't want no Corvette. I rode down the other day to get the sweet potatoes yesterday. And the man said, the man with the money, I said, man, that bike you got costs as much as this. I said, tell me how much you pay for that. It's this old 1999 vehicle. It's not even a 2000. He said, I paid $6,500. I say, almost as much as this costs. And you riding around on a dirt bike. Oh, I just do that to kid and to play. Well, I don't kid and play. I don't do that. Hallelujah. If there's any laughter with the brothers, we do that. But it's not an overindulgence of folly. I don't play that. Shaul says, and then shall this one be revealed, whose working, even him whose coming, his working is at the short time with all unclean power, sons and Shimeon, lying wonders. Verse 10. And he tells us how he's going to work, and with all deceit of unrighteousness in them now, that what? Perish. Now who is the deceit in? And unrighteousness. Is it in the one that is coming? Come on here, brothers and sisters. Who's it in? In them. That's what it says. And with all deceit or deceivableness of unrighteousness, they're full of deceit and lies. Yah says, I'm going to find those that are humble, poor, and those that are contrite. He's going to preserve a remnant. He said, and the rest, those that are full of deceit and lies and all unrighteousness. Why are they full of unrighteousness in them that perish? Because what? Because they receive not the ahava of the truth. They don't receive the love of Torah. They don't receive the love of Torah. For Yah Sadiqah is from everlasting to everlasting, and his Torah is the truth. And because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Listen. And for this reason, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion. Does it say that? It did not even say a delusion, did it? It says a strong delusion. A strong. Did he send a delusion unto Israel? Why? Because of their own depravity and wickedness of heart. Because they did not have love for Torah. Is that right? So where has he changed here in Thessalonica? Yeah. It is the same word. It has not changed. He's going to send them a powerful delusion. And tell me what's more stronger than the thing we call television. I tell you what, take a little child like Sherry, and put her before and see how she's captivated. See how she's drawn immediately. See how it overtakes her little vision. Controls her mind immediately. If you all don't think I know what I'm saying, try me then. Take that little fellow and put him before him. Just sit him down and put him before him and watch what he does. Watch what he does. Watch how it controls him. And these are the workings of Shaitan. Oh, little Jim is so quiet because he's seduced under that delusion. Well, just put him there, baby. As long as you keep him there, he's quiet. What did you say, sister? What did you say? What? Truth. Come on, say it loud. Truth. Well, just let him set that baby. He ain't messing with nobody. It dumbs him down to be a fool. To be a murderer. His little thoughts are introspective. And he thinks like a fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may not like it, but that's all right. There are those out there that are listening. They say, bless you, Pastor. I'm going to read you a letter. And one that wrote to me. I'll read it. Hallelujah. We sit in Yah's Bayat. I'm the one perspiring. You can sit there. Put your mind to it. There are those that will sit, their parents will put their child in front of that thing, that illusion, for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. Give them some Twinkies and something to eat, and they will sit there. They will not get up to urinate. They will not even get up to bush. Toda, my brother. We're bringing this home. Yah says, because you have chosen your ways, I will send strong delusion. Why would you do that, Yahweh? That they should believe a damnable lie. So the mind is shaped today whereby they don't believe Torah. They don't believe the things of Yah. They don't have honor for those that have the authority of Yah in them. That's why some of you corrupt sisters, even in this gathering, you speak things and you have spoken things out of your mouth that you're wicked. You don't realize. And the reason you spoke it, because there's a seed there. You did it once, you do it again. And not only have you done it once, twice, or 3 or 4 times, you've done it continuously. Something vows in you, something that is very vile. And that is the truth. Now you that have the guilt complex is you. There are those that have never done that because it's not in them. If that little girl out there, either one of them get out of hand, I'll reprove them resoundly. I had her to take something to Brother Jason the other day. She was timid and afraid. I said, that's the way I want it. Because I'm not going to play with her. I will not josh with either one of them. Neither will I do it. I'm not going to do it. And they have never spoken to me. Some of you Jezebels, the spirit. See, that's how it speaks. This Jezebel, how speaks to Yah. A Jezebel will always speak her mind. A woman of wisdom, it's her deeds and her actions that speaks. Her way, her work, her attitude speaks. With a man that has the power of Yah, has the visibility of how much she is in him, you will see him. He stands erect. His thoughts upon the things that are heavenly and that are above. He doesn't care about a vintage Corvette. Hallelujah. Not one bit at all. Period. You know, your husband said to me one day, Sister Dottie, he said, Pastor Roberts, I will never buy a new car. I will never do anything like that. He said, I'll never do that. He said, my whole life, everything about life, it has all been altered. It's been changed. And that was the time he wouldn't even talk to me. But he enjoyed talking to this preacher. Why? Because I did not try to force anything on him. You say I was wiser than you all. You think you're wise? I tell you what, I'm wiser than you. How about that? Hallelujah. Shouldn't you want someone that's wise? That's stupidity if you don't. What do you get me to get something he's wiser than me? What's wrong with that? This is a stupid generation. This is a stupid generation. It is dumb. It is stupid. It is ignorant. Well, how do you know he's wise than you? Because when he speaks, I listen. Wise man hears. We're so dumb because of our arrogance. We want to be something that we're not, and we're nothing. Hallelujah. He says that, verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the what? Brothers and sisters, I don't care what you say. I don't care what your religious grandmama, your religious granddaddy, papa. There's only one thing in scripture tells us what the truth is. And that is the Torah of Yah. His truth. And that's what it says. That it did not just say because they believe not truth. But they believe not the specific, the truth. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. They didn't believe the Torah of Yah. Is this a generation that doesn't believe the Torah? They take the mitzvah, his name, and the Shabbat, they say to hell with it, don't they? Well, you can't worship Yah any day. Now, that's not what he said. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. Keep it kodesh. Set apart. He said, don't take my name in vain. You that do so, you will not be held guiltless. And David decries his name in Psalm 6:8-4. He said, praise him by his name. Not by his title, but by his name. His name is Yah. I discovered something. Let me say this. Even though that I knew what was in the original 1611, I was sharing with someone I don't recall to show them the name of Yah. And even on the cover pages and what we call the Tanakh, the old covenant, they have his name, but they have just the latter part of it. You can see it.
Then in the renewal covenant, where the page between the Apocrypha and the renewal covenant, you can see his name that's written in the Arabic. That is what we call the paleo, the old fashioned. Assisted Jaquetta to do that. But this is what you would call the modern or the modern Arabic, Hebraic language writing. And his name is there. His name is there. He has a name. And it's the most valuable power of his government that you declare. Who's in charge? Yahweh. Who's the mighty one? Yahweh. Who's the one we worship? Yahweh. Hallelujah. That we declare that. I'm going to close with this here. Yeshaya, turn back to chapter 30. I want to read this before I close. He says in chapter 30, verse 8, he speaks of the Mishpatim and the consequences of those that have contempt for the word of Yah. Yeshaya, Isaiah 30, verse 8, he says to the Nabi, now go, write it before them in table, and note it in a scroll, that it may be, look, for the time to come, for how long? Forever and ever. So his word today is for the time to come, and forever. See, we've come to this time before, when we started, right? We've come to this time, we started at 11, we've come to 130. He said that this is a rebellious people. You don't fit that, do you? He said, lying children, you don't have children that lie. Your children never lie. You got quiet on me. Hallelujah. He said, they're lying children, not only in the metaphor of our natural sons and daughters, but we are lying children. We take away from the word of Yah. As though the modern reminded me today, who is my Ima, my Ishi? Who is it? They that hear the word of Yah, do his will the same. The same. So we are liars when we alter what Yah says. We try to change that. Lying children, children that will not hear the Torah of Yah. When a people will not hear the Torah of Yah, it's because of the deception of their own heart, their lies. And because they have gone astray, they have gone as Yehuda says, they have ran greedily after error or after the delusion of Balaam. And Yehuda, that word error is the same as delusion. You understand? I search scriptures out. I don't sit there for 10 minutes and think I'm feel. I search them out. He said, they're rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the Torah of Yah, which say to the seer, they say to the prophet. That's why they love this delusion of the bitty hens. Or they will say, I see someone out there, there's a sis out there, you've been struggling and quote, God said he's going to bless you 10 times over, and you get that welfare check and that check you've lied for, you in a wreck and you know that there was nothing wrong with you, hypocrite. You sitting over that man and you lied about you were crippled and broke down, you're trying to get a free dollar, and the check comes in and you write Benny Hinn and said, that was me! When Yah commanded Shaul, did he take him to the right street called Straight? Was there someone there that he intended for him to meet? Hallelujah. He was precise, wasn't it? These dogs are dogs of delusion. They're liars. And so people buy into that. And they say to them, they say to the seer, don't see. Pastor Roberts, you're a pastor, but don't tell us that we're not obeying the Torah. Don't tell us we're wicked. And they say to the Nabi, prophesy not to us right things. Is that the spirit of this generation? So they speak to the televisions, their prophets. And that's what the television is, a prophet. Does it tell you what the weather's going to be today? And next week too, doesn't it? I got a thing that I use, AccuWeather. It pumps it up 15 days ahead. And it's almost right too. Sister Robert says to me, it's never right. I said, Sister Robert, change every 15 minutes. The satellite renditions of the clouds and the atmospheric pressures, and every 15 minutes, that thing changes. But it's working. It updates everything. It can tell you. Sure it can. How much you have said, oh, you wicked one, you can discern the face of the sky. You can tell when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow, when it's going to be a drought. You can't even discern the time you're in. Come on, don't tell me man can't do that. So speak to us smooth things. Speak to smooth things, and they say, what? Prophesy what?
Ah.
So that's what he prophesied to the people. Lies.
Shake yourself up in 12 days on this little piece of trash that when you get on it, it breaks down. Come on, brothers and sisters. The new miracle pill that caused you to lose 30 pounds in 30 minutes.
And the telephone lines are inundated with a bunch of delusional fools. Yah says, come unto me and lay your sins down. I'm going to wash you. I got someone there with the full of soap. His name is Yahshua. See, you wicked thing. Don't tell me that. Tell me I'm nice. I tell you, you're a liar. Make it plain, yeah. Prophesy unto us smooth things. But they say prophesy unto us deceit. Tell us lies. That's what the people want today, lies. You tell me they say prophesy lies. That's what the Benny Hinn's do. Get you out of his way. Get us out. We don't want to be in Yahweh's way. That's what they say. Get you out of his way, Yahweh's way. Turn aside out of the path because they have chosen their own path, their own way. Yah will send them delusions. Cause the Kadosh One of Israel to bless us. To what? What they're saying, cause Yah to leave us alone. Leave me alone. Sometimes I will ask my wife, she say, leave me alone, Pastor Robert. Why? I don't really bother you. Leave me alone. So that's what they're saying to Yah, leave me alone. Don't tell me your Torah. Don't tell me what I need to do. Leave me alone. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with you. Wherefore, this says Yahweh, the Kodash One, Israel, because you despise this word, because you despise the word of Yah, and trusting in oppression, that's what they trust in, oppression and perverseness, and you stay therein, you love that, you love the wickedness, you trust, as Deacon Bader reminded us doing at the Feast of Unleavened, how that he said, we have come out of Egypt. We have that love of Egypt in us. And that's what he's saying right here, that they're so full of Egypt. They have that Mizraim Ru'ah in them. Yah says, therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in his high walls, whose breaking comes suddenly as in an instant. It's just going to happen. You won't even know. Because you love your wickedness. You will cause the breach in the Ru'ah with Yah. And when you cause that, brothers and sisters, when you cause that breach, then your destruction or demise is going to come in an instant. And you will not even know. That's why there are many that are destroyed and sickly among us. Because they have not given heed to the word of Yah. They want someone to speak to them smooth things. Tell me wonderful things. Well, I do this around here. You're not doing nothing. We work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Do you tremble at the word of Yah? Does it cause your love to fear Yah today? Or do you defy his word, or will you defy it? Will you say on tomorrow, I know what he said, but you fool. Bottom line, you obey Yah. Obey what he commands. Let the reproach come. And there's a consequence to those whereby the reproach comes. There's much more to this. I will at a later date. Yah's will. One of the brothers may take it up. That's all right. I'm not going to punch you with it. And finish this up. May Yah bless you. May he enrich you. May he cause your heart, your love to be enlightened. May he cause his strength to rest upon you. I got a few things I want to read and we're going to close, all right? Hallelujah. There's a sister that wrote me a letter. I do want to read this quickly because it's such a beautiful letter. Two letters. Two things. There's a brother that writes, you all know him. Some of you all never met him, but the brothers go to the prison, Elder Basil. He writes me a letter. He says to all of us, he says, dear congregation, enclosed is my check for $5. Listen to this now. My check for $5. This is for the tithes and offering. He said, I earn $15.84 for a month's work. And that's more than grass and all of that. $15.84. Brother Josh makes more than that hour. Brother Charles, these brothers. Brother Dale, they make that an hour. He said, I make $15.84 a month. Listen now. It's a beautiful letter. He says, according to Malachi 3:8-11, we that are the believers of Yahweh
are required to pay our tithes to Yah.
Now, he makes $15 a week. He gave 33% of what he made. That's what he gave. He gave $5. He said, it is my sincere desire to please Yah in all things. So I will be obedient to Yahweh. I love him. He has truly blessed my life. Shalom Aleichem in Yahshua name. Elder Yaakov Israel. And when I was there the last time, I really put it on him. I don't mess around. And he blessed me because I needed that Pastor Robert. Smile, beautiful smile he got there. Thank you. I want to read this one quickly. Hear this. There's a sister. There's a group of them in Virginia, and they all send offering. There's a bunch of sisters. Yah's will, I plan to go up there and preach to them one Friday evening, Shabbat Eve, Shabbat morning, and that night. They come home Sunday. I want you to hear this. She says to me, Shalom, Pastor Roberts. I pray to Yah that this letter find you in due time. She tells me her name. She says, I am the daughter of a sister that writes me. I know she has been corresponding with you. I thank the Creator above all that we had a chance to first hear your broadcast, she says, by mistake. Since then, we have been faithful listeners. Almighty Yahweh has finally led us to someone who knows the word and believes, most importantly. We have been searching for two brothers that can get our little group motivated about the word. You see, our group consists of my mother, her best friend, and my children. She has five children, and Renee's mother, her mother, just a group of them. It's a whole bunch of them, believe me. And she says, as she has children, she said, the father, my son, who floats in and out of our lives. He doesn't participate in their lives. He hears and doesn't want to hear. She says to me, you see, Pastor Roberts, I'm going to be honest. He is only a father in wallet. Just help a little bit. And a drive-by daddy. She said, that's all he is. Five children. She goes on to say, I have known of Yah for almost 10 years. But at the age of 20, that's when most of them become rebellious, don't they? She say, 20, I left my mother's nest and I stepped into the big world looking for a father and brought back a man who resembled my estranged father. So I fell victim to the spirit of rebelliousness. I then became pregnant with my first child and tried to make a family for myself, but did not have the tools nor the frame of mind to make it right. Now I have four boys with a man who chose not to serve the Creator. Trust me, I have repented and now see the error of my stupidity and my stupid ways. Searching for Yah led me to your broadcast. I could tell you some things about my life, but I know that you are very busy, and I have also known my mother has written you. But anyway, I realize now at 29 that I cannot blame my shortcomings on my past, but I must acknowledge now, a 29-year-old woman, my cup to bear for my sins. Can't blame no one. It is my cup that I feel, and I must drink the dregs of my cup. She says, it's happening now. I just wanted to write and say, through the midst of all of this, I praise Yahweh my Abba for allowing me to come back to the flock. Some don't get that chance, and I'm truly thankful. She said, thank you for your words that come straight from Yahweh. You are the fleshly father I was looking for. Your words have done more for me than anything my real father or my so-called children father has done. Thank you. So I would love to meet you and write you again.
I will let you off the hook now because I could write a book. But in close is what I can send my contribution to your flock. She sent all she had. And I bless y'all for the offering. I don't have much being I'm on my own, but I give to you because Yahweh leads me to. She said, thank you. Thank you and your flock for opening communications up between brothers and sisters, longing for the word of Yah. I pray every night Yahweh blesses you and the flock. We have so many down here praying for you, and it's a whole bunch of them. You that are listening there, my young sister, we will be there to strengthen the love of Yisrael and to be a blessing unto them and to strengthen their love that they may continue in the walk. The letters, when I got it, I gave it to Sister Roberts because I wanted her to read the letter. I say, read the letter because it's such a beautiful letter. And I can sense in it that all of these great afflictions of her sins. We are people that blame everything, our mishaps on everyone. She says that it is just my cup. To me, that's a mature mind of maturity. And I like that. Most people would say, because of someone else, she said, it is in my own cup. I believe this, be not deceived. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Yeah, it's not marked. Be not deceived. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Look at who you are. You can't blame someone else. It's your own wickedness and your own sin. I'll read a few verses, lines of this, and we're going to close. This is so wicked. You know how many people in the world today? How many is it? 6.5 billion people? Come on. That's common knowledge. Everyone should know that. About 6.700 million people. 6 billion, 700 million. That's a lot of people. How long do you think it take you to count to a billion, Sister Tiara? Huh? You couldn't even do it in your lifetime. If you started right now, no sleep, never, you couldn't count to a billion. Let me tell you how you can find out. Count to 60 fast. See how far you get. And multiply that time an hour, time a day, time a week, time a year, and you see how much you've counted. You couldn't get to 500 million. So 6.5 billion people, 6 billion, 600 million people. That's what the census says. It's probably a little more than that. But this is what it says. It says, listen to this now. The number of millionaires in the world increased by 8.3%. But all these lying dogs tell you that their God wants you to be a millionaire, right? Only increased by 8.3%. That's a lot. With about, listen now, out of 6 billion, 600 million people, you have people. Now listen, now that doesn't mean they have $1 million cash. That means they have $1 million of better assets. Only 9.5 million individuals, listen, that's in the world now estimated to have more than $1 million in financial assets, the report said. That's in the entire world. Now, how can this God that they serve wants them to be real? These are delusional jackasses. The survey of Finance Service Group, Cape Gemini, and U.S. Investment Bank, Merrill Lynch, said strong global economy growth and gain of stock market explain the expansion. Listen to what they call this. This exclusive club of high net worth individuals. The financial, this what baffles me. It shows me the damnedness of this wickedness of this world. The financial assets owned by this group totals, listen, $37.2 trillion. Do you know how much the whole world is worth today? All the assets of all the world. You know how much it is? You know, I'll tell you what it is. It's only about $6 or $7 trillion. And the vast majority of that is right here. And you've got 9 million people that own this. Y'all's going to rip this place down to hell. You see, you got time to teach your sons and daughters how to play some stupid jackass video game and waste time stupidly. And you sisters sit around doing things that are just unproductive. And you brothers become perturbed because one has the ability to be greater than you. And we get offended so easily. Teach me, man. When I went down to see this old man that grows sweet potatoes, I went down there to talk to the man. I didn't go down there to get no slips. So how you doing? He said, how you doing? I'm retired twice.
He said, man, come on, don't tell me that. You're not retired twice. He said, how do you think I'm? I said, well, I said, because you said you retired twice, I give you 62. He said, nah, he's only almost 70 years old. I said, you know what? If you hadn't said that, I'd have put you at about 58, because that's what the man looked like. He was virile. And so we began to talk. And what we talked about was sweet potatoes. He said, there are only two certified seed growers sweet potatoes in the state of South Carolina. I'm one. Can you guess where the other one is? I'm thinking somewhere southern, southern. He says, my neighbor back there. We're the only two. Well, if they're the only two certified, then he must know something about sweet potatoes. So I say to the man, well, let's talk then. How do you do? When the conversation was finished, you know what he said? If you need anything, you let me know. Sweet potatoes, if you crop, come see me. Hallelujah. He gives us favor with man, doesn't he? Well, I believe what the word of Yah said. Hallelujah. Well, I was ignorant. I was dumb and I didn't know. So he had the knowledge, did he? Did he not? And I wanted his knowledge to tell me then. Okay, I see what we're messing up. He said, that's what you do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got that now. Exactly what to do. Hallelujah. But this is a stupid generation. It doesn't want that. I delight in that. Hallelujah. As I said to you all the other day, Pat and I, we were coming back, and the woman who started the business, she said she surrounded her people that were more smart, that were smarter than her. What's wrong with that? I'd rather have somebody that's smarter than me. Sure would. I'm not offended at that. May Yah help us. You that are listening, may He strengthen you. Let me read this last one. There's so much to these things. You know, one day I'm going to come in here and talk about some things because I need to. I really, there are a lot of things I need to talk to because we are people that we just don't know because we spend so much time in just foolish stuff. I was saying to the brothers of the other day, I said, there's no such thing as a Jew. And the reason I say that because it cannot be a Jew because, first of all, there's no J in the Arabic language. It's a name that is made up. If there's anything, it's got to be a Yahuda. Or Yahuda. I said, there's no such thing as a Jew. And the reason I said that because I had read the article in the paper about kosher. Because I had talked to Brother Kevin. I said, Brother Kevin, one of the largest kosher pig farms in America, in the world, is in the land we call Israel. And so what they do, they baffle the minds of the people. They put this U or this K on them with a circle and say it's kosher. And the only thing it is, it's just a trickery of the people. Nowhere in scripture will it teach us about anything called kosher. It was called ha-ha. It's clean. So people say, I eat kosher, I eat clean. That's what the scripture says. But this is what it says. I want to read this. It was in the Charlotte Observer. I cut it out. I'm going to read this and we're going to close. It says, what is kosher? Kosher, the Hebrew word for fit or proper refers to Jewish dietary law and eating practices first outlined more than 2,000 years ago in the Torah. Then it says this, well, the Torah does not actually give a rationale for keeping kosher. And it doesn't. Some speculate that the rule helped prevent health problems in ancient times, even though they may not be a practical reason. Some Jews still keep kosher to connect with their faith and their tradition. Kosher law dictates. This is what kosher is. It tells you how to kill an animal. Well, Yah tells us how to do that. Just cut his throat and let it drain. Short shot or ritual slaughters recite prayer. So when they kill an animal, they pray in all the time, chanting their little prayer. And what kosher come from, brother says, I tell you, with those that call themselves Jews, what precedes the Torah is what they call the Talmud. The Talmud. And if you read some of the writings of the Torah, of the Talmud, it says in the Talmud that a Jew can kill a Gentile, but he should not be prosecuted. If a Jew wants to go commit adultery, he can go to some other city, not where he lives, and commit adultery. If a Jew wants to have a Gentile, he can have a Gentile. If he destroys a Gentile's property, then there's no retribution. But if a Gentile destroys a Jew, it's just a damned of a stupid book. And it's what they call the oral laws. So it's a citing of prayer. They pray on the animal when they kill him. The animal is the most respectful and painful way. So they think that animals don't feel pain like we feel pain anyway. That's why when a horse gets a broken leg, it just gives up the liver. It just ain't no living. And that's why they usually take them on out. Cows and stuff, if they fall down, those cows we've seen fall down on him when they break their back, they're not getting up. Say that, brother? True. They're not getting up. They don't feel pain like it. They just, boom. That's it for them. What food are forbidden? These include fish without fins or scale, land animals without clove hoofs, and do not chew the cud. Most predatory birds and a number of insects. Well, the scripture Torah tells us what's forbidden. How meat must be prepared. Now, this is what kosher is all about. Meat must
meat and dairy are not supposed to be cooked. Now, scripture tells us where they ate oxen and drank milk together. I'll find the scripture for you, all right. These are lies. But people, oh, I got kosher. No, I eat clean the way the Torah teaches. Or eat or prepare together. So you can't prepare anything just like, really, you're not supposed to eat macaroni, cheese, and beef. I like macaroni, cheese, and beef. And I'll eat that, all right. So you're not supposed to eat a cheeseburger. Y'all hear me? You're not supposed to eat pizza because you got beef on there and cheese. And because of the spirit of the animals, you're not supposed to interact them with each other. That's kosher. Prepare together because it is considered disrespectful to mix food that provide life-giving nourishment with those that obtain through death. So because if you take an animal that can kill an animal, then you're not supposed to mix that food with another animal. So actually, you're not supposed to mix cheese with beef and stuff like that. But you can buy kosher swine, you can buy kosher shrimp, you can buy kosher lobster. It all has to do with where they kill them. That means a kosher kitchen will not be free. That means a kosher kitchen will not only be free of forbidden food, but also have separate sets of dishes and cookware for dairy and meat and meals like it. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with what Yah said. But what they have done with the Torah, you must understand whether one is a Reformed Jew, whether one is a liberal Jew, whether one is an Orthodox Jew, the Talmud precedes the Torah. So what the Torah says, whatever the Talmud said, then the Torah is secondary to that. Lies from hell. Is that so it cannot be a Jew because there's no J in the Arabic language. It can't be. He must be a Yahuda of the tribe of Yahuda. And those that practice Judaism is what they call Jews. You don't hear that. And the sons of Jacob, how many did he have? Yisrael, how many sons he had? One. What's that, Joseph? Yeshua's 12? How many children did he have? How many sons of Israel? How many? Yeshua. So then only Yahuda can make up 1/12 of what the whole Israel is. So all Israel is not of the tribe of Yahuda. Naphtali. Benjamin. Yosef. Because it can't be. So there's no such thing as a Jew. It can be a Yahuda. I don't have a problem with that. One will call himself a Jew. That's no problem with me. But we don't practice Judaism. We live the power of Torah. But that's where the strength of Israel is. Now, when one says that, then they get upset because they say he's anti-Semitic. Well, there's no word as Semitic. It can be Shemite, anti-Shemite. But there's no Semitic in Scripture. We're dumb. His people are destroyed. Because we love Burger Kings and lollipop popsicles. You get excited about that, but not the word of Yah. Come on, y'all. I want you to sing my song again. I just like that. My heart, Yah. I was listening to Sister Laquila sing yesterday. It was a beautiful song. And Brother Josh, I say, man, what is that song he was singing? Thank you, Yahweh. I love that. You that are listening, we do barak you. And may Yah strengthen you all today. May he cause your love to be filled with the delight of his truth. This is for you that are listening wherever you're from. May this bless your heart today, and may the word be a tremendous blessing unto you. We all greet you from Yahweh's congregation here in Jefferson, South Carolina. May Yah give you shifat today. Barak you all.
Come and make my stand to our feet. You all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. I want to say this before I close. Yesterday, as I watched the little fellas, Abner and Josiah and Aaron, Brother Dell and I, we were sitting at the table and we were simply dialoguing. And so he said that what I'm going to do, I'm going to help Deacon Horn. So he got on his bike. And so Abner said, I want to go, Daddy. He said, no, ride your bike. You play with the boys. And so I watched them as the three little fellows. I watched him and Josiah. He had his arm around his neck as though they were the best of friends. Great friendship. So I watched those three as they headed toward their bikes. Childlike friendship. But it was purity and honesty. Sincere. The conversation was one of great laughter and enjoying one another. We need to become like little ones. And so I said to Nathan, as Brother Dale had left, I said, my friend, I said, I would like to have two little boys like that for you around here. And he said, Pastor Roberts, he said, I'm happy. I'm happy just like it is. I said, Nathan, you're selfish. The brothers, they'll spoil you, boy, haven't they? He said, I'm happy, Pastor Roberts. He said, no, let me explain to you. I said, no, buddy. I said, I know what it is. You're selfish, Nathan. He said, no, Pastor Roberts. He said, believe me, I'm happy the way it is. I am too, son. That's all right. We've never had a little fellow like him around here. That's the truth. He does things and his excitement, I like it. No little boy to play with, but he got things to do. So the brothers pulled the resources and we got him a horse because he told me to sell his bike and get him a horse. I said, no, we won't do that. Along with Brother James and Deacon Horn, Brother Dolph was the brothers out there. We'll get you a horse, son. So he's the only little young man child here, brothers. And I know he's going to do things that are stupid as a child. Because he's a young boy. He thinks he's a man. He just ain't reached it yet. When he's able to beat me in arm wrestling, he's almost caught his dad in fishing. He caught a 7-pound bass and I ate it too. Didn't let his sister get that one. Forget that. But Brother James, if he gets a deer this year, he'll knock his daddy out, all right? So we got to make sure we get him the right weapon to knock a deer out. I want to see our sons and daughters nurture that way. I see young Sister Jaquette and Sister Goddaughter, they're young. There's nothing that we will not do for them. I mean that. I want to see them faithful unto Yah and love Him. That the husband of their youth, daughters, that your husband, man, will enjoy the breasts, as Scripture says, of your youth, and not some corrupt man. He will wait upon Almighty Yah. And let Him assure you above all things. And so even you mothers with the young daughters, your teaching, your actions will be a great strength to them. You brothers, the young little brother like Brother Nathan, he's the youngest one here. Young little fellow. I'm not considered a Haran, they're still babies. So let us nurture him. He's going to do stuff stupid, Brother Yosef. He's going to do stupid stuff. We'll nurture him, all right, as our son. May Yah bless him. He said, I'm happy. We will walk with him as long as he walked with Yah. He turned away from Yah, we will turn from him. And that's the truth. Is that all right, Elder Martin? In all things we do, Barak you, Abba. We pray that your word be a strength to Israel today, your people. Bless your people that are listening today, wherever they are. Again, Brother Mara, his wife, Sister Melissa, strengthen them, Yah. Your help, assurance. Bless them throughout the land, Jerusalem, the nations of the world. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.